Club.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Where are you based?
I am in New Jersey.
Cool.
And we are in the middle of freezing over here. It's like 30 degrees today, and we had 70 over the weekend. We're like, that's lovely.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm in LA, but it was like downpouring, like crazy, which is just weird for us, so...
Weird weather today. Weird.
Yeah. So I'm wearing this like crazy coat.
Exactly. So we have never met before. My name is Kelly. I am the managing editor of Demand Gen Report. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with us, but we're just a B2B marketing and sales publication. And we kind of focus on marketing technology. And I'm writing a blog about advertising in the metaverse. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know a whole lot about it. That's why the questions were so long. So just going to run down the list today. And that's kind of that. Before I get going, do you have any questions for me about anything?
No, that sounds great. And yeah, happy to like give whatever overview. I've been working in the 3D space for like 15 years. So happy to just overall answer questions about it.
Okay.
Not just Ventana, so.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Yeah. So... Mm-hmm. With that, my first question is just, can you tell me more about the 3D advertising space and its benefits for marketers?
Yeah, so 3D just gives anyone a better understanding of a product because you can actually see it from every single angle and really get a good understanding of it. So whether that's consumer focused, or we actually have lots of B2B clients using it to show buyers like what the product actually looks like, whether it's apparel, footwear, furniture, or, you know, complicated manufacturing parts. COVID stopped a lot of travel, and, you know, people were kind of forced to try and use 3D. Because there was no other option. And then they loved it because they were able to fully, some of our clients fully replaced physical samples with 3D digital. So they were able to save, you know, tons of money, increase speed to market, and reduce their carbon footprint. And then the buyers loved it because, again, they still got that the full understanding of the product with that 3D model. And then if you take that one step further and you can use that 3D with augmented reality, like I can hold up my phone and see that couch in my living room, or I can see, you know, that piece of manufacturing equipment. And so, and it will show up true to size. So I actually know, you know, will that fit in my office space? Will it fit in my factory? You know, that is super helpful.
Okay, perfect. And then now, how does this 3D advertising space kind of integrate with the metaverse?
Yeah. So I guess that was kind of all around 3D models. And then like ads, just like anything, like it's a way to get in front of your clients. But instead of just 2D images and 2D videos, now we can put 3D and augmented reality in front of these potential buyers to grab their attention. And that can happen today with our announcement, you know, with Meta. We can now easily create 3D and augmented reality ads across Facebook and Instagram, which is huge because before it was a very manual process. You required like 3D artists and tech people. With our integration, it's a click of a button. So, you know, non-3D technical people can do it. And so across those channels, you can actually get a 3D version of your product in front of people. Which, you know, 3D in general for e-commerce has proven, you know, to help increase conversion rate, increase average cart size, and reduce returns because, again, it gives people such a better understanding. Now, the metaverse in general is really just the spatial web. So the internet to date has been 2D. Now we're going, it's 3D, it's spatial. We can walk around it, whether that's like, you know, on a web page that has depth and is virtual, or I'm going into a full virtual world like Decentraland. That's kind of all the metaverse is this like spatial place that we can now go to. And so with ads, you can place ads really anywhere. So, you know, with Meta, it's exciting starting with Facebook and Instagram. It's something that companies know and understand today and use to get in front of their clients. So now we've just upped it to be 3D and AR. you could also take that same 3D model and place it in a virtual world like Decentraland or potentially like Fortnite, you know, these different games. And where the B2B aspect comes in is like, say you wanted to create a virtual world and show, you know, a full-on manufacturing facility and how this part fits in, or you want to show your client what their new office is going to look like with all the furniture designs. You know, it just, it gives people just like a whole new virtual world to like meet up in and like visualize products in.
Okay, perfect. And now, is the metaverse kind of all connected in one collaborative platform, or is it kind of based on each individual company's interpretation of it, I guess, so to speak?
So it kind of depends. So right now you do have these kind of like virtual worlds that are their own thing. So like obviously like Facebook and Instagram are their own platforms that are now becoming spatial and having these metaverse like options. You also have virtual worlds that have been very closed off, like Fortnite. I don't know if you know, it's like a game, like people, So like Fortnite technically is like a metaverse world, right? But it's very closed off. Like if you're in Fortnite, you're in Fortnite, you can't take anything out of it. Like that's where you are. What's exciting with this whole Web3 is it's becoming decentralized. So you have virtual like places like Decentraland or Somnium Place, which are Web3 and they're open and you can like take 3D things in and out of them and like transcend wherever you're going in the digital space. And that's one of the things that NFTs has enabled, is like NFTs is just like the contract of ownership of some digital thing. So like if I own an NFT of this 3D model, I own it, I can take it anywhere I want, whether that's Facebook or Fortnite or Decentraland, right? So that's what's really exciting about like what's happening and what's like developing with the metaverse.
Okay, perfect. Sorry, I hear my dog barking downstairs, so just ignore that if you hear it too. So the next thing I have is just, is there any sort of additional technology marketers need if they want to, you know, put their products in the metaverse or advertise within it or any of that good stuff?
Yeah, so step one, you need a 3D model of your product. If you design and manufacture your goods, you might already have some like 3D CAD design files in-house that you can start from, which is great. If not, you can also hire people to create them. So at Ventana, we help people create them. Or what's great is we can take those existing design files and our software automatically converts them to be usable across web, social media, and virtual worlds. So in a nutshell, 3D models have to meet certain specifications for like Facebook and Instagram. And then these virtual worlds might, they have like their own specifications. So instead of hiring a 3D artist to like recreate these for all these different worlds, Ventana software automates that piece for you. So we explain it just like you would use Vimeo or YouTube to like upload, embed, and share video, and it makes it really easy. We make it really easy to upload, embed, and share 3D and augmented reality. And then from the actual ads perspective, like what's great with the partnership with Meta is like anybody can create a 3D ad the same way they create a 2D ad today. So if you know how to make 2D ads on Instagram and Facebook, it works the same. If you have 3D models on Ventana, you just publish them and then you can like create your ad the way you do. With virtual worlds, kind of same thing. There's a company called AdMix, and they have created this like network of virtual places. Almost think of them like old school. Like you would, if you wanted billboards across the country, you would go to like an ad company to like buy up billboards. Well, AdMix, you can think about them, they're that, but for the metaverse. So you can buy ad space through them and place virtual goods throughout these virtual worlds.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to skip the next question about advertising because we kind of just covered that. So I'm just going to jump ahead to, so what kind of opportunities do you think the metaverse holds for marketers, specifically B2B?
Yeah, I think for B2B marketers, it gives a huge opportunity to have that immersive experience with the client, to really get them to understand the product, you know, view it at all angles, be able to understand how it works, and not have to travel. So you can reach more people because it's digital. And like some products are too big, you can't even possibly ship them. Like they wouldn't be able to like see what it looks like in their space because it's a 500 pound fill in the blank, you know? Mm-hmm. So it just kind of gives opportunity for this more immersive interaction. The other thing we see clients doing is, you know, especially B2B, they often are answering RFPs. And like, how do you stand out in that RFP? Well, you can include a link and a QR code, and then people can virtually place the objects in their environment. And it becomes this interactive like RFP process, which like is normally, you know, a 50-page deck and not, you know, always boring, but like, it's hard to make yourself stand out sometimes in those processes.
Okay, awesome. And now, personally for me, like, I'm obviously not too familiar with the metaverse, so I'm more hesitant to like explore that as a consumer. So what's kind of the argument against that, where it's like, well, why are you scared to like, what's scaring you about it? Does that make sense? Like, what's the angle to get people in?
Yeah, so I think, I think some people are like overwhelmed and they think metaverse and they're like, oh my gosh, it's this like gamer world that I'm not a part of, right? but the metaverse literally is just like the spatial internet. So instead of 2D, now it's 3D. So it can start with just an interactive 3D model that you share. So like, and I can share my screen and show you. I just feel like that's sometimes helpful. Like what we would say is like step one for businesses, it's like create 3D models of your products. So like this is a consumer facing site, but you can imagine like being able to share a link and it's like, I can zoom in, I can see every aspect of this fully 3D. Mm-hmm. I can then scan the QR code, place that purse on my desk, you know, or computer printer, whatever you're trying to sell. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of step one, and everyone's used to going to a website. It's just making your website more interactive and immersive. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't need to go tomorrow and put on a VR headset and create a virtual world. You know, this is kind of like step one. And I think meeting people where they're used to going already, like your website and your social channels, is like huge. And it's the immediate place of adoption, I think, for users and for businesses, you know, as like virtual worlds continue to mature and become more of like a destination for people.
Okay, awesome. And then this might be like maybe out of your area of expertise, but in like the hybrid event world, is there any use for 3D advertising and the metaverse within that?
Yeah, so, you know, I've gone to a few events in virtual reality, which is kind of fun because you're walking around and feel a little bit more like you're at a conference. So there's platforms like Rec Room and VR Chat that are just like open. Anybody can hold an event there. But again, there's also that like website version. Like it could all be web-based where you go to a link and it's just this more spatial interactive 3D objects, and you can walk around, but it's still you just on your laptop, but it's a little more engaging and interactive, right? So there's kind of a spectrum of what's possible.
Okay, awesome. And now, is there any role that data plays in sustaining 3D advertising in the metaverse?
For sure. So, I mean, with like Meta, and the whole reason their Facebook and Instagram ads work really well to drive traffic to your website is because they have that data. They know how to help you target the right audience. That's the same for any type of advertising, whether it's in Facebook and Instagram in this use case, or it's in a virtual world like Decentraland or Fortnite. Like, you know, you want to target men and women in 30 to 50 who are C-suite executives, you know, fill in the blank of who you're trying to get after. We need that data to be able to put the right 3D object in front of the right person, you know?
Okay, perfect. And then now, do you think these concepts are here to stay, or do you think it's eventually kind of once everyone gets it and is using it, where it's kind of going to go back to normal? Or will this 3D spatial advertising be here to stay?
I think it's definitely here to stay. I think just like, you know, 10 years ago, like video became important for web. And now it's like, well, if you don't have video, like what, that's kind of boring, right? Or how mobile became really important. So if you're now, if your website doesn't work on mobile, it's like, you're done for, you know? So I think now, like, going from 2D to 3D is just better content, more immersive. So I definitely think that's here to stay. I think where we'll see kind of the ebbs and flows of, you know, what is a good virtual world? What does that look like? You know, I think a lot of that's going to change over the course of the next 5 to 10 years. Just like, you know, when websites first started, it'd be people like put a pamphlet on the internet and it was awful looking and like a terrible user experience, but we didn't know what we were doing then, you know? So I think it's going to change a lot, but I think 3D and immersive and interactive is here to stay.
Okay, perfect. And then that's kind of all the targeted questions I have for you, but I'm sure there's a ton I didn't touch on that you have expertise in. So is there anything that comes to mind that you'd like to discuss now?
I'd say, you know, the big, just going back to your question about being like scary or like, mm-hmm. I don't know what this is. I think the reason we're so excited about this partnership with Meta is this makes it easy. So like anybody can get on there, hit publish to your catalog and like create a 3D and AR ad. You don't need to know 3D or tech, which is why it's so exciting. And so at Ventana, we're really excited to continue partnering with more platforms to make this easy for people. And help people kind of upgrade to 3D quickly.
Okay, beautiful. So that's that. So obviously,